Gummer Joe at Greenway Parks. This is TobielPod.com. The Week in Georgia in English, coming to you from my childhood home in Dallas, Texas. Today is Thursday, the 26th of December, 2013. Feliz Chanaquanzimus. On this date in 1776, in the nick of time, General Washington has his first big success in the Battle of Trenton, when the ragtag collection of irregulars called the Continental Army attacks and successfully defeats a garrison of seasoned but hungover Hessian mercenaries. 1790, from the too-little-too-late file, the soon-to-be headless Louis XVI of France consents to the civil constitution of the clergy. 1820, trying to recover from bankruptcy, Stephen F. Austin's dad, Moses Austin, from Durham, Connecticut, meets in San Antonio with Spanish officials and asks for permission to settle 300 American families in Texas. The Spanish eventually agree to what they hope will be a buffer against the Comanche. 1825, advocates of liberalism in Russia rise up against Tsar Nicholas I and are put down in the Decembrist Revolt in St. Petersburg. 1862, the largest mass hanging in U.S. history took place in Moncato, Minnesota, when 38 Dakota Sioux are executed. 1898, Marie Curie announces the isolation of radium. 1908, Jack Johnson becomes the first heavyweight boxing champion of African descent, when he knocked out Tommy Burns in Sydney, Australia. 1917, in a giant and forgotten story, the U.S. government takes control over all U.S. railroads. 1919, Babe Ruth of the Boston Red Sox is sold to the New York Yankees by owner Harry Frazee. 1946, Bugsy Siegel opens the Flamingo Hotel in Vegas. 1955, Porgy and Bess opens in Leningrad. 1963, the Beatles' I Want to Hold Your Hand and I Saw Her Standing There are released in the United States, beginning international Beatlemania. 1966, only 3 years later, Jimi Hendrix writes Purple Haze. And on this date in 1991, the Supreme Soviet of the Soviet Union meets and formally dissolves the Soviet Union. Birthdays today are the proto-computer designer Charles Babbage, Chinese revolutionary leader Mao Zedong, and ex-California governor Gray Davis. On this date in 1972, Harry Truman died, as did in 2006 former President Gerry Ford. Also, well-known writer Revaz Inashvili died on this date in 1991, the same day the Soviet Union was dissolved. For this special holiday podcast, we will be giving out the Best of Georgia 2013 awards, including the Best Fight and Best Quote. Stay tuned after the news stories. Today it's just me, Mark Mullett. Thanks again for posting to our forum. Great questions from Dustin about the visa resident situation for foreigners. There was a civil.ge piece about it that will be in the new forum as well. So my take on this is the following. On the one hand, the previous government's policy was extremely open about who should be able to come to Georgia. There were tons of visa-free countries, and I very much support that and think that Georgia very much benefited from it. At the same time, though, it was disorganized, and they didn't keep track of who came and went. There were many people with unclear visa status. There were some countries that expressed concern privately to the government that some unsavory characters were entering. Previous government largely didn't care, and to be honest, the problem this caused Georgia were pretty modest. This was all an offshoot of their libertarian view that people should be pretty much able to move where they want, at least in terms of people to move around. I very much supported this view and think that it was great for Georgia. At the same time, this is a bit of a backlash. The new government views any policy of the previous government as bad, and few in the coalition members have serious nationalist Georgia for Georgians attitude. Current system, visitors can stay for a year, leave the country, and the clock starts again. So for all practical purposes, many visitors, including many listeners to this podcast, could simply ignore their visa status and come and go as they please as long as they left once a year, since they usually would leave at some point within the year. Now that's changed to 3 months. They could have changed it to 6 months. 3 months is shorter than many countries will allow for visitors. And it'll mean that many people from the EU, North America, and the OECD countries will not be able to spend time in Georgia as easily as before without engaging themselves in bureaucratic processes. Currently in the world, the idea that people should be denied certain rights based on the color of their skin is viewed as immoral, primitive, and idiotic. Also, now the idea that you can deny rights based on people's sexual orientation is falling into disfavor among educated people around the world, which is fantastic. My personal view is that several decades from now, the idea that people can be denied rights of freedom of movement based on where they happen to have been born or the citizenship of their parents will be considered just as barbaric, unethical, and unfair. So thanks for the question. If you'd like to comment on the blog or ask a question, go to tapealpod.com or send us an email at tapealpod@gmail.com. iTunes is doing some repair work on their podcast submission system until the 27th of December, so if you know a friend that listens to this podcast via iTunes, let her or him know that this podcast won't be posted until then. It's available, as always, at tapealpod.com. One more reminder, there will not be a podcast next Thursday. That's the first day we've missed in several years. The next podcast will be 2 weeks from today. If we missed any nominees for the best of 2013, be sure to let us know, and we'll mention them in 2 weeks. On the night of the 22nd of December, the city court stripped Tbilisi Mayor Guy Ugulava of his post as mayor. The decision came just hours after the court set his bail at 50,000 lari for corruption charges. As we discussed last week, Ugulava allegedly funneled 48 million lari of state money allocated for two Tbilisi development funds to the UNM's election campaign. The office's statement says that in the course of the investigation, evidence was discovered that Tbilisi City Hall founded Tbilisi Development Fund on the 16th of July 2010. The mayor, together with officials of Tbilisi City Hall, prepared an illegal scheme to finance the election campaign for the National Movement Party for the parliamentary elections of 2012. Through the scheme, debit cards were prepared for specialists who had fictitious agreements with the Tbilisi Development Fund for researching 719 construction projects in Tbilisi. Investigators claim these people were in fact not specialists, but activists for the UNM. Money from the Tbilisi Development Fund was transferred to these cards in order to carry out election campaign activities, the statement says. From November 2011 to June 2012, 13,852,497 lari, about $8 million U.S. dollars, was embezzled for party purposes. Later, June to October, 34 million lari, about $20 million, was embezzled. The investigation is ongoing. Ugulava has 30 days to pay the bail money. The first hearing in his case will be on the 5th of February. Vice Mayor Sevdia Ugrechelidze took over as acting mayor of Tbilisi. After being stripped of his position, Ugulava accused Chief Prosecutor Otar Parchkaladze of serving a prison term for robbery in Germany in 2001. Prime Minister Irakli Kharibashvili appointed Parchkaladze to his post a month ago. Allegedly, Parchkaladze was found guilty under Section 249 and 252 of the German Criminal Code and sentenced to 1 year and 3 months in jail for robbery and using force to retain stolen goods. He served his prison term in a penitentiary facility in Augsburg. Ugulava called on Justice Minister Teodor Lukiani to ask the German authorities to provide all the relevant information about the criminal case in question. After Ugulava leveled the allegation, head of Gaila Georgian Young Lawyers, Kaja Kojoridze, said he was first informed about Parchkaladze's possible criminal record 2 weeks ago, but withheld the information because Gaila was still in the process of verifying it. He said two prosecutors gave him this information, but he is keeping their identities secret. A group of six NGOs, including Gaila and the hardest working NGO in the Caucasus, Transparency International Georgia, said that the chief prosecutor should step down if confirmed that he was convicted of robbery. Later, Parchkaladze released a written statement in which he says, quote, I was indeed in Germany in 2000 where an incident occurred with the German police. A policeman who had information about a crime committed by another person, as it turned out later, made a mistake and physically abused me and a conflict erupted in a public place. After a conversation with the representatives of law enforcement authorities due to factual circumstances, the court found me guilty of verbal altercation with a policeman, end quote. He also said that this incident did not result either in his deportation from Germany or in any other coercive measures against him. Quote, which once again proves my innocence, end quote. He said it is all part of a dirty tricks campaign by people who are themselves guilty of crimes and want the charges and want to change the subject. As a reminder, Parskaladze served as head of the Finance Ministry's investigative unit in Shetakartli region in 2012. He became deputy head of this service in January 2013 before being promoted to the head of the ministry's investigative service. Following up on last week's story about Vano Medvedevich's statement that he was taken out of his cell somewhere with a bag over his head, then Chief Prosecutor Otar Parskaladze threatened him. On the 19th of December, public defender Uche Nanuashvili visited Vano in prison. Afterwards, Nanuashvili told reporters that it is necessary to start an investigation to answer a number of questions about the meeting. Later, the prison ministry launched an internal investigation into whether Vano was taken out of his cell or not. The second part of Vano's accusation, that Parskaladze threatened him, will not be investigated. On the 20th of December, prosecutors summoned two UNM MPs for questioning as witnesses pertaining to the high-profile Sandro Ghirvliani murder case. Two MPs are Gio Gviniashvili, who was chief prosecutor of Tbilisi at the time of Ghirvliani's murder in 2006, and Kacha Butkhoridze, who was deputy head of the penitentiary department at the time when four former interior minister officers served their prison term for Ghirvliani's murder. Their allegations that they were let out, basically at will, while they were in prison. The prosecutor's office is currently investigating whether those four officers were provided with privilege conditions in exchange for covering up the involvement of their superiors in the murder case. As a reminder, the legal code does not ban questioning of a lawmaker, but law enforcement agencies have no right to detain or search an MP, his office, or vehicle without parliamentary approval. Following up on last week's story about the detaining of Koba Karshaladze, Zurezhvanya's former chief of security and current deputy governor of Old Tbilisi. On the 24th of December, Karshaladze was detained in the courtroom after the Court of Appeals overruled the lower court's decision to release him on a 400,000 lari bail. He was given pretrial detention. As a reminder, last week, Karshaladze and the former head of the Old Tbilisi district, Lasha Parskaladze, were charged with artificially increasing the price of their company, Green Service, which had a contract with the Tbilisi municipality to provide a range of plant and shrubbery-related services. United National Movement has returned to parliamentary activities. They have five demands. One is the establishment of a commission to investigate government pressure on the Tbilisi court pertaining to Gigi Ugalava's case. Second is another commission to look into the chief prosecutor's pressure on Vano. Third is a joint meeting of the Human Rights and Legal Issues Committee. The fourth is a demand that the public defender deliver a speech in parliament about his meeting with Vano. UNM also demands that the chief prosecutor attend a minority meeting in parliament. On the 23rd of December, human rights parliamentary discussion turned into a yelling match. Proposed legislation to make it so witnesses can only be questioned in the courtroom and not by prosecutors, police, or investigators. Proposal to not let investigative bodies do any questioning of witnesses has been postponed five times since 2009 by the National Movement. After losing power and seeing some of their former leaders under criminal investigation, the National Movement now wants the rules to be enforced as quickly as possible. Georgian Dream, many of the same MPs who wanted this passed in 2009, however, now want to postpone the enforcement for 2 years. UNM Member of Parliament Chiora Taktahashvili and Georgian Dream Member of Parliament Eka Veselia began yelling at each other over Georgian Dream's decision to postpone the legislation's taking effect until the end of 2015. Although the UNM's postponed this legislation five times since 2009, Veselia yelled at Taktahashvili, was a member of the same committee while her party was in power but didn't speak out about torture and mistreatment. She then accused UNM and Taktahashvili of torturing prisoners. Taktahashvili called this statement slander and said Veselia will be fined 50,000 lari. Veselia then asked Taktahashvili to turn off her microphone and told her to be let out of the discussion room for violating procedure. Taktahashvili never answered why the UNM refused to pass the law and delayed it five times. Veselia never explained why, if it was a good idea, then it's not now. On the 19th of December, the prison ministry announced that over 1,000 inmates were on a hunger strike in the penitentiary facilities. According to the ministry, convicts have individual demands. Prisoners in Gegutti prison demanded a launching of a commission on the miscarriage of justice. According to the chairperson of the parole board, Aliko Elashvili, they will release prisoners for Christmas. He stated that the commission reviewed 160 applications and issued recommendations to over 75. After Christmas, parole is planned for the 3rd of March, for Easter, and for the 26th of May. On the 20th of December, Russian Foreign Ministry Minister Sergei Lavrov said that before removing visa requirements for Georgian citizens, Georgia and Russia will have to establish diplomatic ties. The next day, Russia's President Vladimir Putin said during his annual press conference that Russia might, quote, Russia might well go towards returning to the visa-free regime, end quote, with Georgia. Putin's remarks were welcomed in Tbilisi. Prime Minister Irakli Kharabashvili said that revision of the current visa regime by Russia for Georgian citizens, which Putin was referring to, will be a positive step to assist humanitarian relations, end quote. Mark Velashvili responded to Lavrov's statement by saying that if Georgia manages to meet European visa-free standards, presumably this would be acceptable to the standards of the Russian Federation. In his interview with the Russian Forbes, BI said that he will keep his promise and not return to politics. He restated his intention to remain an active member of society. Speaking about Georgia's relations with Russia, BI said that Georgia is ready to restore diplomatic relations, but this is impossible as long as Abkhazia and South Ossetia are occupied. BI also talked about his citizenship and said that the Supreme Court is reviewing the issue right now, and he thinks by the end of December his Georgian citizenship will be restored. According to Forbes' 2013 ranking of the world's billionaires, Bidzina spent $1.1 billion this year and fell from 153rd to 229th place. He reportedly has $5.3 billion this year. Last year, he had $6.4 billion. On the 20th of December, four members of an organization called Free Zone were detained during a protest outside of a meeting at the Hotel Vera Palace in Tbilisi. The meeting was dedicated to deepening relations between Georgia and Russia. Free Zone demonstrators blocked the road as they blew whistles and held posters shouting messages against Russia and against occupation. Representatives of the hotel called the police. According to a statement by the European Council President Herman Van Rompuy, the EU is willing to move the signing of the association agreement to Georgia and Moldova forward to August 2014 or earlier. As a reminder, both Moldova and Georgia went through the first signing procedure, technically called initialing, during the Vilnius summit in November. After this, it was said that Georgia would go through the final signing in October 2014. In the meantime, the agreement will have to be ratified by the EU member countries. Following up on the story about renaming the Ministry of Reintegration, the EU delegation welcomed a planned renaming of the ministry to the State Ministry for Reconciliation, or its official full name, the State Ministry for Reconciliation and Civic Equality. They called on the authorities to continue steps towards pragmatic engagement with Abkhazia and South Ossetia. The name change takes effect in January. Georgia signed an agreement with the Asian Development Bank about financing infrastructure projects, specifically the urban sector and investment programs for stable urban transport. The Asian Development Bank will allocate $90 million to upgrade the water supply system in Kutaisi and construct a water and sewage system in Ureki, in Guria. The second project will implement the second phase of the construction work on the Tbilisi-Rustavi Highway, as well as building reinforcement along the coast of Anaklia. $73 million will be allocated for this project. Ministry of Justice prepared a draft law about discrimination. It defines and prohibits discrimination based on age, health, disability, pregnancy, being a mother, and gender identity. Discrimination is prohibited in public and private bodies, and any legal or individual person may be held responsible. If passed in the parliament, an inspection agency will be created to protect equality with fines. The draft law was drawn up based on recommendations from views expressed by the OSCE and the UN. Parliament will start reviewing the draft after the new year. Should have interesting discussions there. The 21st of December, the Ministry of Finance, Nodar Khaduri, held a presentation about the ministry's work at the Holiday Inn. The priority 2014 budget is to improve Social Security. Khaduri highlighted that pensions and allowances increased this year in April and in September. He noted that allowances for refugees will increase in 2014. The 2014 budget also includes pay raises for judges. Following up on the story regarding Mark Velashvili's salary, on the 5th of December, Khaduri said the government's gross salary will increase to 9,000 lari per month, meaning 7,200 lari per month take home. Member of Parliament Dato Sakanalidze said that Mark Velashvili agrees that his salary must not increase to 9,000 lari. They will amend the draft law so that the chairs of the Constitutional and Supreme Courts will have a higher salary than the president. Mark Velashvili's salary will increase to 6,200 lari. Take home will be 4,960 lari. According to Ukrainian media sources, Misha's name is on a list of people the Ukrainian Foreign Ministry and Security Services bars from entering the country. 29 other Georgians are on the list as well. The Security Service explained that the listed people consulted with the opposition and are thereby allowing other countries to realize their political interests in Ukraine. Misha responded on his Facebook page, quote, "Unfortunately, it seems that I will not be able to travel to my adoptive second motherland, Ukraine, in the coming weeks, but my heart and soul will still be with my Ukrainian sisters and brothers struggling for their independence, their freedom, and their deserved European future. And I am sure to meet them again soon in the beautiful and free city of Kiev in order to celebrate their democratic Beginning in January, Misha will join the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University. Misha will have lectures about European governance and other contemporary international and regional issues. Interesting to hear that how that will go. Interesting imagining him grading papers. You'll hear from his students first on Tbilpod.com. On the 24th of December, Energy Minister Kahi Kaladze explained why gas prices increased in Georgia. According to him, the reason is that oil prices increased on the international market and a drop in the value of the lari. The IDP ministry gave apartments to 48 IDP families in Batumi. Starting on the 31st of December, Georgians who are applying for a UK visa that is longer than 6 months will need a pre-entry tuberculosis screening. The UK government introduced this requirement in Georgia based on the WHO's tuberculosis incident rate. National Bank registered 203 complaints against commercial banks in November 2013. Most of them were towards credit card and current accounts. The National Bank considered 101 complaints groundless, 51 substantiated, and 51 still under consideration. National Bank also opened a representative office in Istanbul. The Bank of Georgia opened a representative office in Istanbul. Former Prime Minister Nika Gilaudi will be the head of the bank's branch in Turkey. Turkey's representative office will focus on deepening relationships with financial institutions and business community. The Istanbul office is the bank's fourth foreign office after Tel Aviv, London, and Budapest. According to Tbilisi City Hall, the free internet Tbilisi Loves You will only be available for 30 minutes per hour. Reportedly, they decided to limit the amount of time one can be on the service because different organizations were using free internet, which slowed everyone else down. In parliamentary news, the parliament approved a national forest policy document. The aim of the legislation is to increase the number of trees in the country and to ensure ecological balance. The legislation requires that forests be certified in accordance with European standards. The policy applies to all forests, not depending on who owns them, including the government. Document will be used as a base for future laws. The author of the draft is the Parliamentary Committee of the Environment, the Ministry of the Environment, the National Forest Agency. NGOs, as well as international organizations, participated in the drafting of the law. This is a very important thing because deforestation is a big problem in Georgia, causing soil erosion and all sorts of other problems. Best of Georgia 2013. The categories for Tbilpod.com's Year's Best in Georgia 2013 are the best fight, the best quote, the best song, the best priest, the best practical joke, and the best campaign slogan, as well as the best protest. Best fight. The nominees are Agricultural University versus the Education Ministry over suspending the Agricultural University's registration. Ratiani versus Davitashvili on Maestro's program Argumenti. Okurashvili versus former MP Merab Samadashvili in the airport in Nice. Misha versus the Armenian separatist Vajgan Chalikian in Akhalkhaliki. And Member of Parliament Gheorghe Vashadze, Dato Sakhvaralidze, and Zaza Gorozia versus Sotne Bakuria and his friends in La Truffe restaurant and nightclub. And Jachvliani versus Baramidze in Parliament just a week or two ago. And the winner is Ratiani versus Davitashvili. We'll post the video on this splendid fight on the forum. Best quote. The nominees are Misha in an interview with Bloomberg Magazine. Quote, "Who will jail who? I'm not B.I.'s zebra for him to catch and cage me or any other domestic animal. One thing is their wish, and the other is what the reality will be. The reality will be that the Georgian people will give everyone their place. As for me, history will judge me and not a zoo director. End quote. B.I. on Ambassador Richard Norland's incorruptibility. Quote, U.S. Ambassador to Georgia Richard Norland is a very effective, highly qualified professional and a very honest person. Nobody should doubt that. I remember I suggested a yoga teacher to him and he warned me that it looked like corruption. Mr. Norland seemed to be that kind of person. End quote. Zakaria Kutsnashvili, the Georgian Dream MP from Tianeti, with his famous haircut about virginity certificates. Quote, virginity certificates can only be issued by a husband, since he is the only person who can issue such a certificate. If he is interested in doing it with lawyers and experts, we can't do anything about that. So we should not take this issue too seriously, and we should talk with our spouses. End quote. Levan Vasadze's comment at the baptism of the heir of the royal Bagrationi family, quote, congratulations to everyone. Today is a historic day. Our hearts are full of joy. Our nation, our country celebrates the restoration of its statehood, restoration of the autocephaly of our church, and now we have a solid foundation for the restoration of a constitutional monarchy. End quote. And the winner is, of course, Zakaria Kutsnashvili on virginity certificates. Best song. Famous Georgian songwriter Andriy Djokhadze's performance of Cher's Strong Enough in full drag. Beda's Getting Ready for Summertime. B.I.'s cousin Lala Ivanishvili, A Call from Israel. And Mitch Belkin's sometime girlfriend Gvansa Bagrationi with Dream of Me. And the winner is Lala Ivanishvili, A Call from Israel. I implore you to watch this video. And just watch this video. Best priest. The nominees are Father Gia Beraya, a drunk priest who drove his Mercedes ML, which is an incredibly expensive car, crashed it into a taxi, and then hid from the public. Father Elzbad Diakonidze, who called on public defender Uche Nanoshvili to stop defending the rights of people with perverted sexual orientations. Elzbar advised the public defender to stop fighting with the church and think about how to save his soul, since he's a Baptist. May 17th priest who took a stool, or taburetka in Russian, from a woman selling nuts on the street, allegedly to prevent other people from using it. He then later waved the stool around threateningly towards the 17th of May pro-tolerance protesters. Archmandrit Bartholomew, who cursed Misha on Facebook, quote, cursed be Misha Saakashvili and his gang. Let the sun be dark and the moon not shine. Let the fruit of the land be poisoned, water turned bitter, salt be vanished, and the air be despoiled for him. Amen. End quote. And the winner is, of course, Father Taburetka, the 17th of May priest, with the 2013's most explosive meme. Thank you very much for that. Best practical joke, intentional and unintentional. The nominees: Resonanci's April Fool's joke, in which they reported that Energy Minister Kahe Kaladze had hired a Turkish businessman as deputy minister who was a supporter of separatism in Ajada. The Justice House's video about the new ID cards, which explains in great detail that the ID cards do not have the number 666 in them. UNM unveils their new party flag, which is identical to the current Georgian flag, except it replaces the four crosses in the quadrants with hearts. Bidzina leaves political office 13 months after taking office. And the winner is the UNM's party flag. The best campaign slogan. Nominees: Labour Party leader Shalvanatalashvili, fighting against the rich. UNM candidate Dato Bakradze, let's control the government together with the people. Freelance political guy Kobadavidashvili, I will end cohabitation. Lesser known freelance political guy Nicolas Girjanalidze, a self-acclaimed children's writer, teacher, and journalist, I want to be the one and only. For children, I will be president. Mikhail Gela Suluashvili, who nobody's ever heard of, shining Georgia in the name of God. And Georgi Targamadze, say no to gay marriage, since that's the number one issue on everybody's mind in Georgia. And the winner is, not just because he was denied his rightful place in the 1999 parliament by ballot box stuffing, with his giant socialist realist fist clenched firmly around the zeitgeist, Shalvan Atalashvili and Fighting Against the Rich. Best protest. Groups of about 30 Georgian men rallied outside Turkish bars and strip clubs in Tbilisi to protest not being allowed into these establishments. They set off flares outside the clubs and chanted, Long Live Georgia. After the parliamentary majority refused to allow the president to address parliament in February, Misha decided to make his annual address to the nation in the National Library in Tbilisi. Several hundred opponents of Misha, primarily convicts released because of the January amnesty law, as well as Orthodox parents, blocked the central entrance to the library. Brooms were attached to the doors, and photos of riot police beating up protesters from 2007 and 2011 were placed around the main entrance. Onisi Gergedava, who took his shirt off outside Guldani Prison No. 8 and smeared honey on himself in a show of solidarity with former Interior Minister Bacho Akhalaya. Yes, you heard that correctly. He smeared honey on himself for Bacho, in reference, of course, to Tsotne Dadiani. And the winner is Onise Gergedava's honey smearing, of course, in a show of solidarity. All the winners will be posted on the forum. Anything we missed, please let us know. And the meme this week, the Bank of Georgia's Orange Santa video. Since 2007, Bank of Georgia has released videos with an Orange Santa dancing every year. The videos are all accessible on orangesanta.ge. Stuff to read, an article by Ted Bromund on the Heritage Foundation website about problems with Interpol. The author says that Zura Deshvili illustrates the problem precisely. By treating all of its members equally, Interpol assumes that all of the requests for help are equally valid. According to the article, it is impossible to determine the question of Adeshvili's innocence or guilt outside of a courtroom, but there's reason to fear that the case is predominantly political. Heritage Foundation completed its transition from conservative think tank to a Republican cheerleading squad by making Jim DeMint go from being the fourth poorest senator to a millionaire when they brought him on board to lead it. And, of course, they have a long alliance with their libertarian brothers in the UNM. But they do have a point on this one. T.I. Georgia's final report on the misuse of administrative resources covering the period from the 1st of July to the 12th of November 2013, the monitoring of the period revealed that, compared to the parliamentary elections of 2012, there were considerably fewer instances of the use of administrative resources for electoral purposes. This made the pre-election period more calm, but also more competitive, in a good way. Article in democracyandfreedomwatch.net about the European Monitoring Mission's study of religious conflict in three Georgian villages, Nigziani, Tetriskaro, and Samtskaro. After a year of religious conflict between Christians and Muslims over Muslim prayer houses in the villages, there has been no satisfactory resolution. EMC criticizes the central government for not taking substantive steps to defend human rights and respond to violations. Instead, the central government has tended to delegate authority to the clergy to solve these issues, which is very much cause for concern. This is a good thing and worth reading. I mean, it's not a good thing that it's happening, but the piece is a good piece. Article about Martyr Queen Ketevan. According to the article, DNA analysis suggests that archaeologists discovered some of Ketevan's remains among the ruins of St. Augustine's Church in Goa, southeast India. Queen Ketevan was a 17th century queen from the kingdom of Kakheti in eastern Georgia. Since 1989, various delegations from Georgia worked together with the Archaeological Survey of India to locate Ketevan the Martyr within the Augustine Church, which was founded in 1572. In the year 1613, the Emperor of Persia, Sheikh Abbas I, led an army to conquer Georgia, and Queen Ketevan became his prisoner. The queen was held in Shiraz, southern Iran, for approximately 10 years, but in 1624, the emperor sent soldiers to convert her to Islam and force her into his harem. However, she resisted his orders and, as a consequence, was tortured and strangled to death in September 1624. All these things to read will be posted in our forum. This week's geocapital number is $2.6 billion, which is the foreign trade turnover of Georgia with EU countries between January and November 2013. Foreign trade turnover is equal to total exports plus total imports. Georgian exports to the EU increased by 65% during this period, and to the CIS countries, they increased only 29%. The EU is the largest economic trading partner for Russia, accounting for 50% of the country's commodity turnover in the first 6 months of 2013. The second quarter of 2013, the foreign trade turnover with Russia with the EU amounted to 76.7 billion euros. Foreign trade turnover of Azerbaijan with EU countries made up 13.7 billion. Foreign trade turnover for Armenia with the EU was 1.1 in the first 8 months of 2013, which is one-third of the total turnover for Armenia. Announcements. This week's English language movie at the Roosevelt Movie Theater across from Parliament is on Saturday, the 28th of December, The Hobbit at 7. 28th of December, Art Avenue Gallery will host a personal exhibition of photographer Misha Korkia starting at 6 p.m. The exhibition will be followed by a live concert of the Georgian band Lady Heroine. The address is 5 Marjanashvili Street. For additional details, visit facebook.com/artavenueadvertising. Till the 14th of February, Dmitry Shevardnadze's National Gallery presents the exhibition Western European Paintings from Evgeny Takhaishvili's Treasury, featuring German, French, and Italian paintings from the 16th through the 18th centuries. The address is 11 Chotarustavili Avenue. For additional details, visit museum.ge. Here are some New Year's events in Tbilisi. Santa Claus and Tovlis Babu will meet children every day until the 7th of January in Tatsminda Park from noon until 4 p.m. Ice skating will be organized in the Rije Park until the 1st of February. It'll be free of charge. This is very fun. Go if you can. New Year's premiere, The Christmas Song at Marjanashvili Theater until the 19th of January. New Year's concert on Europe Square on the 31st of December at 10:30 p.m. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is at TXTBUK. Our email is tpilpod@gmail.com or post to the forum on our website, www.tpilpod.com. I was thinking about Christmas music, but it's the day after Christmas and I'm so sick of it. We'll just go ahead and finish with Company B's 1986 hit, Fascinated.